The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie doesn't always go foreign for our weekly spot. Sometimes she stays in Ireland, like many of you do. And I believe, Sarah, that you want to talk to us about the wonderful visit you had recently to Cork, particularly Cork City and East Cork, rather than heading to West Cork.
That's right, Matt. I was down your neck of the woods for a fabulous weekend there a couple of weeks ago. And I was really pleasantly surprised, I suppose. I mean, I'm a regular visitor to Cork, like probably a lot of people, but my brother actually lives there, but I tend to usually go along the coast. So it was really nice to stay in Cork City. I haven't done that for years. And we had a fabulous time. We stayed in the Metropole, loved the buzz, loved the whole McCurtain Street. It was a lovely balmy evening when we arrived and people were sitting outside the Shelburne Bar. And it was, I could have very easily dumped the kids now and stayed there for the night. It was great. I really, really liked the whole vibe. We walked everywhere, had some fabulous meals in the city and really, really enjoyed it.
But then you decided to get out and about as well. So what sort of things did you decide to do, particularly using Cork Harbour as a focal point?
Yeah, the first thing we did actually was we took a boat trip with Ocean Escapes and really, really loved this activity. You can get boat trips from Cork Harbour, from Cove or from Crosshaven. And there's loads of different options. They even have public tours at weekends during the summer. You can just go out for an hour or you can book a private charter for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. We had an hour, a family one for an hour, and loved it. The guy who owns it, Andrew, has an incredible story how he survived cancer and set up his business. And even that alone was just fascinating to listen to. And they're the same boats that are used on that Ultimate Hell Week. So we learned lots of great stories about that. But these boats are like, they're like ribs, they're like inflatable boats. So you can kind of have a high octane experience and bounce around the sea if you want to, or you can take it calm, depending on whatever pace you like. And I suppose they're kind of tailor made to whatever's and show at the time. Like the day before we arrived, there was basking sharks there. Now, we didn't see them, but we kind of went looking for them in case they were still around. There was a celebrity cruise ship when we were on there. So we went right up under the bow of the ship. So, yeah, they'll tailor make it depending on the weather, depending on the conditions. And it's something we really, really enjoyed.
Now, how much would it cost, though, to take a boat out for a private group for an hour?
A family, well, up to six people is €180 if you want to do a private one. But some boats can take up to 12. It's very popular with parties, hens, stags, or corporate events as well. But, you know, depending on the family and depending on, you know, money at the time, you can do a public trip or you can do a private one. But I just thought it was a kind of unique experience to do in Cork and something we really, really enjoyed.
Okay. And I suppose then as well, if you start heading east out of the city, you can hit Fota Wildlife Park, which is one of the great attractions in the country. One that I used to love bringing the kids to.
Yeah, me too. That's a place I've been a couple of times. And I suppose it's just for anyone who hasn't been. It's just great to see the animals roaming free. There's so many of them, you know, kangaroos and wallabies and lemurs just pottering around in front of you. And they're so comfortable with visitors. So you can get fairly close. You know, it's fabulous for kids. And my kids are older now, but we still really, really enjoyed it. And we did the VIP tour this time. Which is, again, amazing if you want to feel like splashing out or want a unique experience. It's about €100 more than the regular entry price. Again, for up to a family of six, it's €185. But included in your full day admission, you can stay on as long as you like. You get a 2 hour behind the scenes guided tour with a ranger. You get to feed. We got to feed the hippos, giraffe. You get to hear all about the conservation projects and just different how the animals got there, their stories. And I just found it fascinating. Yeah, we all absolutely loved that as well.
Okay, so I'm just thinking of the time that we have. If you decided to get on your bike, I believe at one stage as well, and you hit the Greenway from the Marina Market in Cork City down to Passage West.
Yeah, if you just want to stay in Cork, so say you got the train down or something and you don't have a car at all, I mean, there's so much to do in Cork City as well. So right at the back of the Marina Market, Cork Bycar have just started or just opened up recently. And the greenway there is fabulous. I don't know if you've done it, but I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. Now, we were blessed with the weather, but we cycled right along by the River Lee onto the Passage West Greenway. And it was such a flat, easy family cycle. It's about 9 kilometres all along the coast, and the scenery was fabulous. And we stopped, and there's a coffee shop there in Passage. Everyone was sitting out having coffees and ice creams and everything. And then we cycled back, and we stopped for photos, we stopped for the coffee, and it was about 2 hours, but it was just a really nice, relaxed cycle. Perfect for families. You can go further on, and if you want to go into Black Rock, you can do that as well. And it's a really reasonable thing to do. €25 a day for adults, €12.50 for kids, including your helmets and locks and everything. Just a gorgeous day out. And then, of course, you've got Marina Market, all the food options to eat in Marina Market then when you're finished as well.
Yeah, that's an old warehouse in the Docklands in Cork, and it's put a real bit of good life back into that area. But then, did you visit the English Market, which, of course, got such publicity back in 2011 when it was visited by Queen Elizabeth?
I did. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, I suppose I was in the English Market before and I had seen it, but I think I was more, well, not that I wasn't impressed. I think I was just more impressed with the Marina Market because I hadn't seen it before. And it reminded me of something you'd see in Lisbon, like the Time Out Markets or something like that. And there were so many different food and drink places to sit out and eat. And it was just such a great buzz around. And there was people there with their dogs, and there was just all sorts of different families eating out. I mean, I thought the English Market is great, and you have to, obviously it's iconic, you just have to visit. But like, there was just the one sort of farm gate cafe that we found to eat. Now, there were delicious toasty sandwiches on the top floor, but I think Marina Market surprised me the most. I really liked it down there.
Okay, just a couple of things to do as well. Tell us about Smuggler's Cove. Now, that actually isn't East Cork, in fairness.
Yeah, no, I just put this in because I didn't even go here now myself, but it literally just opened the bank holiday. So I thought it was worth mentioning as topical. It's Ireland's largest inflatable obstacle course, and it's called Rebel Rampage. It's just opened last weekend. It's a 300 metre long course with 30 different obstacles, and each booking lasts 45 minutes. So it's just, I suppose, from a family point of view, if people were looking for that active, a lot of the things we did, this was a completely different thing, as I said, but I just thought it was worth mentioning because it's brand new and it's just opened.
And for family things to do, Spike Island.
Yeah, this kind of surprised me. And I know a lot of people may think it's not necessarily, they may not think of it as a family attraction. But actually, firstly, it's my first time to visit and I loved it. I was totally blown away by the size of it. It's 104 acres. It was once the largest prison in the world. And even since then, there hasn't been a larger prison built in the UK or Ireland. So much bigger than you expect. You'd need at least 3 to 4 hours there. But there's so much to see and do. You can get right inside the cells. The tour is really, really interesting. And there's lots for kids as well. They have a dedicated quiz trail. They have a fairy trail. It's a playground. So it is like, while adults will find that the stories, and some of them quite harrowing, but just really, really fascinating. Kids, I think, would enjoy it as well. And there's lots of walks as well. There's a cafe there. So yeah, definitely, I think that is a must visit. And you could easily spend half a day there. It's a great attraction.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.